This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. House has now rejected examination of abortion-related infanticide 41 times, despite a new story from Argentina showing exactly how a little boy died over the weekend. Born alive, this boy, as in countless hidden cases, died not from abortion, but infanticide neglect. If Carolyn Jones has survived in Houston's Memorial Hermann Hospital, it's by tenacity, or because her husband, Donald, has found a miraculous way as a middle-income worker to qualify for Medicaid. She was removed from respirator Monday afternoon, and if she survives the night, her hospital threatens a medically cruel removal of dialysis Tuesday morning. If she has died, her daughter Kina says she should be considered a martyr in the fight to bring down the incredible Texas rule that allows a hospital for any reason to pull life-sustaining care from patients. The Texas Senate has just days to act on rescinding the 10-day rule, or Texans will live under it for at least two more years. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, Tennessee will become one state banning abortions should Roe v. Wade be overturned. A federal judge says Kentucky's ban on dismemberment abortion is too much of a burden on women seeking abortion, and thousands took to blustery London streets Saturday to demand an end to UK abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.